next on the net is the Bathrop Spears Broadsides October 27th, 2022 edition. But this one, because of both technical problems, voice problems, and, just general weariness at the moment, I'm going to be playing you a flashback and hopefully coming back to you on Sunday with more of a, if not a peppy show, at least a more contemporary show. So, as usual, the phone numbers from 2008 are not what they are now, 2022, although the Huff line is still available, although there's phone company is threatening to cut it off. The number to call if you have any questions about the show or news reports or updates for me generally is 831-423-4833, as usual. What have we got on the lineup here of this January 10th, 2008 show? Well, initially you're going to get some poetry by Julia Vinograd. You're going to hear a New Year's Eve report featuring interviews with people whose names I've got them written down, but I generally don't remember them. Some of them I do, actually, but there's Aquarius, Sleeping Band, Ticket in a Parking Structure, Swami, JP, a January 7th tree sit on the UCSC campus with Mike Rhodes, a reporter from the Community Alliance newspaper who eventually, I think it was the previous year, he did a lawsuit with the help of his daughter as photographer that actually broke the sleeping ban for 10 years in Fresno. Quite an accomplishment. And got $2.3 million to the attorneys, and some of it actually got to the homeless as well. Fresno. Rhodes and I interviewed a woman named Nesh, who was either a spokesperson for or possibly the person in the tree up in UCSC. And we had a caller on nanotechnology weaponry. There was controversy at the time around the Elbam bee spray against the moth, and I talked about its impact on the homeless because they couldn't go indoors. They had no indoors to go to. Discussion of, I made some supportive but still critical comments about the news service online or the opinion service online, combination of news and opinion. alternatemedia.indiebay.org/Santa Cruz, which I still post on and had criticisms of. I no doubt still do to some extent, although there was some more significant controversy at that time. But we weathered it. Apparently are still weathering it. Then you're going to hear a familiar voice if you've been following recent, in the last year or two, netcasts. Lawrence McGregor, or Blue, as he calls himself, talks about his arrest for selling marijuana in his campsite. And that harassment that happened. Mr. TV talks about a legal suit that he was seeking to do. He was a fellow who had a shtick on Pacific Avenue that involved him portraying a character on a mock TV screen. He kind of went behind, like a puppet stage, he went behind, and it's as though he were the TV guy. About the difficulties of getting a police report if you are recording, and not sneakily, but openly recording your interaction with the police department. This actually has since changed, but it was an example of the militancy of the police department in 2008 to avoid transparency. We'd kind of conclude the show with a reading of the Martial Law Act of 2006, a story from the Counterpunch website by James Bovard, which I don't remember the substance of, but I'm hoping you'll find it interesting anyway. Again, questions, call 831-423-4833. If you're interested in being interviewed on subjects on this show, which I focus on, such as homeless civil rights, abuses in the court and city council system, the drug war. Get in touch and we'll talk. Perhaps I'll be in better spirits and better health on Sunday, and we can do some more original work. But we'll have to wait and see.